The survey offers a glimpse into the lives of Alaska women who consume pot while pregnant. For instance, we know these women tend to be younger, under 24. Kathy Parham-Hester coordinates the survey.
It would tend to be an Alaska Native woman versus women of other races. There's a higher proportion of women who have had at least part of their prenatal care paid for by Medicaid, so they might be lower income.
She says the data also points to where these women live.
Proportionally more in the northern region of the state and the southeast region of the state.
PRAMS, or the Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System, has been surveying women in Alaska since the 1990s. 40 other states also have similar programs. It's funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The latest data is from 2002 to 2011. Over that span, the percentage of women who consume pot during pregnancy more than doubled. But one question it didn't include was why.
What? You want to be interviewed?
And if at any time, yeah.
This is Juno Mom. We're withholding her name because she fears she could lose her job this summer working in the tourism industry. She's 26, married, and the mother to a baby boy.
That outfit is just too cute.
Everybody comments on his alertness and how he just smiles and laughs. And he's only 2 months old, but he's very smart. I'm sure everybody says that about their baby.
During her pregnancy, Juno Mom smoked pot about 2 times a week. She says she didn't experience any nausea while she was expecting, but she did have painful cramps.
So I would smoke to get rid of those because you can't really take any other medication for it, which worked for me because after I would smoke, my cramps would diminish enough and I could go swimming or I could go on a walk.
She says she didn't start smoking pot until she was in college, and now smoking it recreationally is just more conducive to her lifestyle.
I enjoy marijuana a lot more than alcohol. Like, don't get me wrong, a cold beer on a great sunny day like today is amazing, especially if you can be on top of a mountain. Like, nothing beats that. But I'm kind of done binge drinking and partying hard on the weekends.
Instead, Juno Mom likes to do yoga high. She's interested in living a healthy lifestyle and doesn't smoke tobacco. She pays for private health insurance and enjoys spending time outdoors. She says before getting pregnant, she used cannabis medically to soothe her fibromyalgia.
Smoking marijuana like really helped me get over that hump because I didn't have to be on Xanax and Cymbalta and all those crazy mind-altering drugs. So that's kind of when I really started.
But smoking pot prenatally wasn't a decision she says she came to lightly. She did her own online research. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services recently issued a fact sheet on marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding.
Well, there's a lot that we don't know about marijuana in terms of harms or possible benefits, but I think right now the data point to harms.
Dr. Jay Butler is the chief medical officer for the department. He says THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, can enter the bloodstream of a developing fetus or nursing infant.
There are a number of epidemiological studies that suggest exposure to marijuana early in life, particularly heavy use, may affect brain development and intellect. Is it proof of causation? Not necessarily, but I think the data are strong enough that there's reason to be concerned.
So to me, the data wasn't really solid. It didn't provide enough evidence for me to really go with that.
Juno Mom says before she made the decision to smoke pot while pregnant, she needed the advice from one more person.
I asked my mom, and she actually admitted that she did it while she was pregnant with me and my siblings. So that kind of made it, you know, a little bit more okay after, you know, my own research that I had done. I could talk to her about it, and she told me her experience, and, you know, I was like, okay, well, I came out normal, at least I think. So it can't be terrible.
If a medical expert feels like a child has been born drug-affected, an investigation can be launched by the Office of Children's Services. Juno Mom thinks that's why more women don't talk about it, because they're afraid.
You hid when you smoked or you kept it private, and so why would you ever want to speak about it to somebody who might blow the whistle on you?
Since she started breastfeeding, she says she's stopped smoking pot regularly for now. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says with changing attitudes towards marijuana, there are concerns, the number of women smoking pot while pregnant could continue to go up. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.